If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Some of you may know that I grew up in a family business run by my dad, a grocery store, but it had a butcher shop. It was known far and wide on the Southwest side, and I know that quality means something, and that's why we drive 2 hours from Northwest Indiana all the way to the Northwest side of the city of Chicago to Joseph's Finest Meats at 7101 West Addison Street. Before you go there, you got to be prepared, so I've got a list for you. Do you have a pen? Italian sausage, hot. Italian sausage, mild. Get pork chops, but order them thick. And of course, get some beef too, like bone-in ribeye steaks. Nothing like it. And if you don't know exactly what to get or how to cook it, ask Ben or Sal and tell them John Cass sent you. And I'd like to tip my hat to Joseph, the patriarch, the owner, the founder who built this store for his family with his two sons, Ben and Sal. In his mid-90s, he had serious heart surgery and he made a triumphant return. He loves his place, and I do too. And so does anyone who shops there. It's like family. They care about the details. They care about you. Joseph's Finest Meats, 7101 West Addison Street, Chicago. A family tradition since 1977, and a proud sponsor of John Cass News and the Chicago Way podcast. What is authoritarianism? What is the state telling you how to think and what to say? It runs counter to our beliefs as Americans. But there, and this is my opinion, but there are people who have confused authoritarianism with Donald Trump. That's what they see. They think it's all Trump, orange man, authoritarianism. You hear it all the time from my friendly Democrats and others. And the only thing that they don't understand or don't want to accept is that authoritarianism, the terrible toll it takes on freedom of speech and freedom of thought and freedom of discourse, which is what our country is all about. And for today on our podcast, The Chicago Way, we've got none other than the man who much has been written about, the Right Honorable Judge James Brown. And with him is Brendan Philbin, Senior Counsel of the Liberty Justice Center. Thank God that they are here, because they're protecting Judge Brown's right to speak. And when he was not a judge, when he stepped down from the bench, I asked him to write a column for me at John Cass News. He did. And immediately, the whisper machine of the Cook County Bar and the Chicago Bar began pushing against him to shut him up. And I've got my opinion. It's my opinion that I think I know who are the people that they're trying to toady up to. One would be Governor Pritzker. The other would be the Viper herself in the spider web, Tony Preckwinkle, boss Tony Preckwinkle. But that's my opinion. That's nobody's opinion but mine. As always, Jeff Carlin is here, my good friend, master of pies, friend of cats, future physics teacher in Illinois. And me, I'm John Cass, executive editor of your favorite website for common sense, John Cass News, where you always get a good cup of the aforementioned common sense. And where are you as Judge Brown tries to find his career again, where he searches for his honor that was taken from him by the political hacks of the Illinois Supreme Court? You're on the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.
So this is a guy who lives high on the hog, and he has this Tammany Hall style attitude to power. And it's the Chicago way, absolutely.
Look, the Chicago way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago way.
The Chicago way. That's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
As promised, the Right Honorable Judge James Brown. Bring it in, Judge.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say it's good to hear your voice, John. You're one of the strong common sense reporters in the country, and I'm glad to be here with you and Jeff. And I'm also grateful to the Liberty Justice Center and my attorney, Brendan Philbin, outstanding lawyer, who's representing me in this case. As you know, I wrote the column for you. We published September 5th. That very same day, the column was picked up by your news service. It was also picked up by Real Clear Politics, which, according to you, you told me was a great thing, and it was.
That, a lot of eyeballs on that one nationally, yeah.
Yes. And so I wrote and published that column on September 5th, and 3 weeks later, I received an email from the Illinois Judges Association. It was an email that went out to all the retired judges throughout the state of Illinois and asking if anyone was interested in coming back for a period of 1 year to help reduce a huge backlog in Cook County. I actually jumped all over that opportunity, and the reason I did was because when I retired in December of 20, it was right in the midst of COVID, and the courts had been shut down in March of 2020, and I actually had a medical issue at that time, and I had to have a major surgery. So when those courts shut down in March of 20, I was essentially done. I didn't go back in court since that time. And then I chose to retire due to my medical condition at the time. I'm luckily and gratefully healthy now. But I felt like I didn't close out my career in the right way, having gone out during COVID and with my medical issue. So when I saw this email, I said, wow, I could do 1 year, you know, help the citizens of Cook County reduce this backlog. And see all the great people that I had, my clerks and court reporters and public defenders and assistant state's attorneys and private lawyers, basically say goodbye to them and do an honorable, admirable thing. And I was selected, went back on the bench December 15th. And within a few weeks, I got news that the Cook County Bar Association and the Chicago Council of Lawyers were objecting to my recall because of the article that I had published in your news service, and that was picked up by Real Clear Politics. And shortly thereafter, within a few weeks, the Illinois Supreme Court vacated my recall. And I was personally devastated because they were calling into question my impartiality, which has never been called into question. I've received all great bar ratings throughout my career. I was considered fair and impartial, good legal ability, good demeanor, and they questioned that, and I was devastated. And that's why I'm here today talking to you and Jeff.
That must have been very hurtful, Judge.
It was. I mean, the worst thing that you can say to a judge is they're corrupt or they're unfair.
Right.
And personally, I wouldn't want to be a judge if I couldn't be fair to people. That's what it's all about. You judge the law and you judge the facts of the case and you adhere to your oath and you never, ever bring politics into the equation, which I never did.
I know two things to be true. One is that subscribers to John Cass News have access to a good cup of common sense. And to go with that cup of common sense is the perfect cup of coffee. Ribby Coffee. It's never bitter, air roasted, and customized. It's the best coffee around. Ribbycoffee.com. That's KRIBICoffee.com. If you're near Forest Park or Oak Park, be sure to stop by one of the Cribby cafes where you can order ahead and earn points on the easy-to-use Cribby Coffee app. Yeah, there's an app. The Cribby Coffee app makes it easy to get your favorite air-roasted coffee faster than ever. Earn points on every purchase toward free drinks and freshly roasted coffee. Customize your order, pay with Google Pay or Apple Pay, and skip a line. Your daily coffee just got a whole lot smoother. Of course, if you can't make it to the cafe, you can always order your favorite air-roasted coffee sent directly to your door. My favorite is the Mount Oku from Cameroon. You pick the beans, you customize the roast and the grind, and they send it right to your door. Want Cribby Roast delivered on your schedule? Subscribe to save 15% on your first order and 10% on every refill. Did I mention they offer K-Cups too? Ribby Coffee. RibbyCoffee.com. That's KRIBICoffee.com. Proud sponsor of Jodcast News and the Chicago Way podcast. Cheers.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
The reason why I was attracted to yourself was that you cared about everybody in the courtroom and those outside the court. Your concerns were about the people of Cook County. As a judge deciding violent criminals on bail, you had a tendency to think about the people out in Cook County, the victims of crime. And I don't think they liked that too much. And the political people did not like you mentioning it. In my opinion, what do you think of that?
Well, yeah, in my first 18 years, I was assigned to Central Bond Court at 26th in California. So
right.
When somebody was charged with a felony, their very first court appearance would be in front of me. And there were a lot of factors I had to consider. But at that time, under the old bail statute, I had to consider the protection of the public. And that weighed heavily in my mind, you know, the nature of the crime, the defendant's background, protection of the public. So, yeah, those things really were important to me then. But I was never questioned then either about my impartiality or integrity.
No, you were not. They didn't bring it up. Did they? Would anyone call you out saying you're not impartial before then? I don't think one political actor or bar association ever called you out before that period, before that time.
That's why the word use of the word devastating, Judge, is so appropriate here, because I mean, we talked about this. People need to come back, and if they missed it or want to catch up on where we are in the story, you know, Judge, you've been here before. You told us about it. You explained your story about coming up and always wanting to be, you know, a judge, being in the law and being right and doing what was right. And these political hacks, in my opinion, have brought forth this just to score points. And don't see, there's no way they could see your whole career and then want to hang a scarlet letter on you for this. It's impossible to think that isn't devastating. And that's what we're getting at, right? And I want to bring in Brendan, your counsel here, because, I mean, they're damn. It's not just about you not being able to sit and have your time to say goodbye. It's about damaging your reputation and damaging, you know, the career you've had so far.
Yeah, I think Brendan could speak to that too. So, Brendan,
absolutely. We also heard Judge Brown's story and we're really taken aback for reasons both the how it happened,
right,
and the why it happened. As you and I'm sure many of your listeners are aware, if you want to remove a judge in the state of Illinois, there's a process in the Illinois Constitution that tells people how to do that. It's either you're impeached by the Illinois legislature or you're removed through the Illinois Courts Commission. And in that Courts Commission, like in an impeachment, you have a hearing and an opportunity to be heard. But in Judge Brown's case, the Supreme Court just acted unilaterally and gave him no process, no notice.
Interesting.
And just issued an order that said his appointment to the bench was vacated, completely circumventing the Illinois Constitution. So that's the how of how it happened. And then the why, of course, is what we've been talking about. Judge Brown spoke as a private citizen in retirement, and the Illinois Supreme Court justices didn't like what he said. They didn't like the content of what he said. And it didn't appear to be an issue before the Cook County Bar Association raised it, did it? Because,
never.
John, you just mentioned that his column was picked up by Real Clear Politics, a national
a national
news organization. And so that was easily and readily available when the Illinois Supreme Court justices made their appointment. So either they didn't bother to look or they weren't bothered by the content. But either way, they removed him because they didn't like the content of his speech. And
the column was titled "His Judgment Cometh and That Right Soon." And there's a lead image of my dear friend, the man who really loves me, George Soros. and this was written, if you want to look for it, or we will put it up. We'll put it up again. "His judgment cometh and that right soon." So please continue. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to.
You know, we got a plug. Hey.
Yeah, no, that's good. And it, of course, Judge Brown suffered financial damage here because as he was back on the bench, his pension was matriculating with that service. Hit the reputational injury.
Where does he go for his reputation?
Exactly. Right. But in addition, think about other retired justices out there. Right now, we counted there's over 300 retired Illinois judges. And if they see that their words spoken as retired judges, private citizens, can be used against them if they come back and try to serve in a capacity where the public interest needs it, like Judge Brown did, then they're in a difficult spot, right? Because they have to think about it. Well, maybe down the road, I may want to come back out of retirement and continue to serve. And in that case, I shouldn't speak my opinions on matters of public concern. Or the other side of that coin is they can speak on matters of public concern as retired judges, private citizens, and exercise their First Amendment rights. But it seems like they would foreclose any opportunity to come back and serve as temporary judges. So that's also a problem that applies to Judge Brown specifically here, but all the other judges that are out there in Illinois. And that's why we asked for a declaratory judgment saying applying the Illinois Code of Judicial Ethics to retired judges is a unconstitutional restraint on free speech.
So where's the next step? If you can't get the Illinois Supreme Court to address itself. So who does it?
So we filed a lawsuit in federal court, Northern District of Illinois, against each individual Illinois Supreme Court justice.
Wow.
And we've asked them both. We're seeking a preliminary injunction to reappoint Judge Brown back to the bench in Cook County for the remainder of his 1-year term. We've also asked for damages for the financial hardship that this has caused Judge Brown. And we're also asking for that declaratory judgment, too, from the federal court that says the Illinois Supreme Court acted unconstitutionally. And we're asking for that relief based on the three foundations I said earlier. The how, the Illinois Supreme Court completely circumvented the established due process. They violated Judge Brown's First Amendment rights, and they unlawfully or unconstitutionally applied the Code of Judicial Ethics to retired judges, private citizens. So that's our basis for our lawsuit, and we're asking the federal court to step up and admonish the Illinois Supreme Court.
Sounds pretty authoritarianist to me, John. I mean, you kind of opened with it. But if I had a checklist of a bingo card, let's see, circumventing the Constitution, check. Chilling free speech, check. Financially or taking property or damages from the other person, check. People you don't agree with. Yeah, that sounds pretty authoritarianist to me, John.
It's astounding because this is the same Supreme Court that has had Richard Heupel on it, right? And there was a lot of games played with the Heupel nomination, and they tried to get rid of him, and they hurt themselves. They hurt their own standing with the public, and now again with this one. But I wonder, question to the counsel and to Judge Brown, does this prohibition that they have crafted for political purposes, does it apply to any commentary a retired judge might make at a golf outing? Or did you, Judge so-and-so, Judge Smith, say the following about Pritzker and Preckwinkle at the golf outing or at your smoker at your parish? Can they do that?
Under the Constitution, no. But right now, this case hasn't been adjudicated, so it appears they've set the precedent that they can. And I know that Illinois is a state where there's judicial elections. So once someone becomes a candidate for judge, the Illinois Code of Judicial Conduct applies to them. But pretty scary to be for these judicial candidates to think back, oh, when I was a young lawyer, or even before I was a lawyer, and I never even thought about running for judge, I may have written a piece that leaned to the right. And I wonder if the Illinois Supreme Court is going to allow me to take my seat, or will they just act unilaterally? So it sets a really dangerous precedent for the entire judicial system of Illinois, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what worries me.
Me too.
What worries me is that, as I said at the beginning, my opinion, authoritarianism is not orange man bad. It's a simple construction best left to idiots and morons. My concern is that authoritarianism comes creeping under the tent. It gets its nose under the tent like the camel, and sooner or later it's in there with you, passing wind or whatever camels do. And I don't think that's the thing that we want. I don't think it's what we want in a free society. That's just my opinion.
I'm with you, John. I mean, I kind of agree with you, that this is a step in the wrong direction and an undemocratic and unrepublic-like direction, and that I thank you to the Liberty Justice Center and Judge Brown for entering the fray and fighting for our rights, because this is what it's all about.
Question of the counsel. Who can you subpoena in this case? The officials of the bar associations can be subpoenaed too?
That's a possibility. I don't think we would need to get there right now, certainly reserving the right to do so later, because it is clear that the reason why the Supreme Court acted in such an authoritarian fashion and removed Judge Brown was because of that column. They didn't cite that in their order.
Right.
But they did release an unsigned statement that was passed to many media outlets that did acknowledge the purpose or the reason why they removed Judge Brown was because of his speech. And so the Supreme Court, the Illinois Supreme Court justices, took care of that for us by, releasing that unsigned statement that says the speech made is the reason why. So that's nice. And it's clear to everyone. I think it's common sense when you look at the facts of this case, but it's nice to have that also.
We serve up common sense every day here on the Chicago Way podcast and at johncastnews.com. And it sounds blatantly obvious that they over, I mean, just the fact that it got to this point is chilling in its own right. Really, just there are no checks in anywhere in the Supreme Court to be like, hey, wait a minute, are we sure this is going to pass muster? It's not going to make us look stupid.
I just hope when the bar associations are themselves subpoenaed, I will remind you that I had a kind of friendly, frenemy relationship with former Cook County political chairman, Democratic chairman, then Republican. His name was Ed Verdoliak. And we'd go back and forth on things that he didn't like me writing and so forth. And my response always was, I will see you in discovery. And I can't see your face, counsel, but I would think you're smiling.
I am, certainly. I've said those words myself in many litigation.
Well, Judge Brown, thank you so much for Judge keeping us up to date on this. And people will check this space for updates, because I know we'll keep on it, too.
Yeah, and Jeff, I would be remiss if I didn't express my extreme gratitude to Sarah Albrecht, the Liberty Justice Center, and Brendan Philbin for taking up my case and this cause. I honestly, maybe I am biased about this because that's my case, but it is a righteous cause.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful to them for what they're doing. And I hope we set precedent. I hope that we, because free speech is a sacred right in this country, and it has to be protected at all costs.
It'll be amazing. I might even though I've had two or three strokes, I'll have a cigar in honor of in honor of the Tribune being forced to cover this. I will enjoy myself with a fine cognac and a fine Maduro cigar. Thank you.
Yes. And Brendan,
and
thank
I
you.
Can't wait to see all this unfold, because I don't think they want to admit, no one wants to admit, that political actors got in the way and forced them to do something they didn't want to do against their better judgment. And some will cry, and they'll come up to us, and they'll cry, and they'll say, I didn't have any choice. When I had the governor and the president of the Cook County Board telling me what to do, I didn't have a choice. And we will say, you swore an oath to God and to the Republic and the people of Illinois that you would abide by the law. And they haven't. And so let's hope it all comes out in the wash.
Brendan, thank you so much for helping us do the legal lifting here, because I don't have a law degree. I know John doesn't have a law degree. Judge, I know you, but you're not in the seat of this one. You get to sit by and make sure your case is heard. I love it.
Yeah, and I'm in very good hands with the Liberty Justice Center. I can assure you that.
You certainly are. I know, Brendan, I was reading your backstory, your bio here. We got to have you on just to talk about some of your time in the military, because it sounds like you have some really interesting firsthand experiences and insight into what's gone on around the world over the last couple of decades.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was certainly a great experience, certainly as a young lawyer, to get out there and serve the nation and deploy to Afghanistan. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anytime. It's a real privilege talking to you guys. I went to school at Notre Dame, so I have a lot of Chicago connections.
There
so yeah, certainly an honor to meet you and be on your program.
Well, it's an honor for both Jeff and I to have you as guests.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And so thanks, guys, for being here. And we'll maintain our relationship where I give my opinion, Jeff gives facts, and you guys comment on them. We're not asking you to give your opinion. And no one did. And I defy anyone who said that Judge Brown or Mr. Philbin have given their opinion on anything other than the facts of the law. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Brendan Philbin, Senior Counsel for the Liberty Justice Center, and for the Right Honorable Judge James Brown, 18 years a judge in Cook County, who's been run through the mill by the politics of the day. And Jeff Cartland, my friend, executive producer, WGN Radio, and co-host here for many years, married to the lovely Christine. And me, I'm John Cass, editor of John Cass News, trying to claw my way back from another health issue. You have two choices, either fight or die. and I'm not going to quit. I've got work to do. I've got plenty of spears to throw. And as long as you're with me on johncastnews.com, we'll keep doing it. Join us again next time, won't you, for another edition of the Chicago Way podcast on WGN+.